This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey everybody, this is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever noticed how everyone's LinkedIn feed looks exactly the same lately? Corporate buzzwords, motivational quotes on sunset backgrounds, and humble brags that are disguised as life lessons? Here's the truth. If your LinkedIn content looks like everyone else's, you're already lost. Today, I'm going to show you how to create content that actually reflects the most powerful brands that you have, okay? And that brand is you. Now, why does this matter? Your LinkedIn profile isn't just another social media account. It's the front door to your personal life. When potential clients, employers, or partners search for you online, LinkedIn typically is going to appear first. Now, here is the thing that most people miss. LinkedIn success isn't about posting more content. It's about posting content that showcases your unique perspective. So in a platform filled with cookie cutter posts, authenticity cuts through the noise. So whether you're growing a side hustle, building a business, or advancing your career, your LinkedIn strategy directly impacts how people perceive your value. And in today's economy, perception often determines opportunity. So here are three key takeaways that are going to help you with this. And by the way, yours truly needs to take advantage of this as well. So you're not alone. Number one, start with story, not status. Stop leading your title or your company name. Instead, share a 2 to 3 sentence story about a problem that you have solved. An example would be, last week, a client doubled their conversions after changing just 3 words on their landing page. Here's the psychology behind what worked. Stories are going to activate the brain's attention centers and make your content more memorable. So number two is document, don't create. And what that means is the pressure to create perfect content is going to stop most people from posting at all. So instead, simply document your daily work wins, challenges, or observations. Take a quick photo of your workspace, share a lesson from a meeting, or ask a question about something that you're working on. Consistency is going to beat perfection every time. And the third thing is going to be use the 3C content formula. Every LinkedIn post should contain a challenge, what problem existed, context, why it matters, and a conclusion, your unique take or solution. I even use this sort of a structure with this podcast. This structure gives your content purpose and positions you as a problem solver, not just another voice. So how do you market you first and make this personal? Here's where most LinkedIn strategies fail. They focus on what's trending instead of what's authentic to you. Look at your actual work experience and identify your unique perspective. Are you naturally analytical? If that's the case, share data insights others miss. Are you more creative? Visualize concepts in unexpected ways. The person who built a thriving bakery using only Instagram is going to have a different insight than a software developer who landed remote clients through a LinkedIn message. Your content should reflect your actual strengths and experiences, not someone else's template for success. So here is your call to action. Your action step today is to look at your last 5 LinkedIn posts. Do they sound like they could have been written by anyone in the industry? If yes, rewrite your next post using the 3C formula that we discussed, which is challenge, context, and your unique conclusion. Post it today and watch how differently people are going to respond to content that truly represents you. And that's exactly what we want to do here on Market You First. So if you have found any of this helpful, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. After listening to the podcast, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put in your name and your email address, and get on those insider emails. We're going to provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets that we find. If you have questions, you can go to the thought bubble at the bottom right of WesWyatt.com, and that is the chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you very promptly. And last but certainly not least, go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. And thank you for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until I talk to you next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit marketyoufirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.